Hello, everyone. This is Jake calling from the Arctic. I'm having a blast, and I be polar bear hunting. It's Tuesday, April 11th. It's probably about 6 o'clock p.m. my time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And we moved from the cabin today. We're actually right out in the Winniette Bay itself. I'm guessing the temperature probably is about 25 to 27 degrees below zero. There's only about maybe a 10 to 12 mile an hour wind now. It was worse earlier. But both the Northern Outfitters gear and the Cabela's Trans-Alaskan gear, when used with the anorak, are perfect. I mean, I am toasty warm, comfortable as can be. There's no problems whatsoever. The only time you get a little bit cold is on your face or your hands if you take off the Northern Outfitter gloves. But other than that, it's absolutely breathtaking up here. The few hours of semi-darkness or evening, as we'll call it, almost look like you're on the surface of the moon. It's unbelievable. There's a few rocky islands right at the mouth of Winniette Bay, and I'm standing between two of them right now. We pitched camp about an hour ago, and lo and behold, I have seen my first pair of polar bear tracks. In fact, we've seen two sets. One was about an 8-footer 2 days ago. The other one was about a 6-footer, probably 2 to 3 days ago also, and they both appear to be headed northwest. From what we can tell, the open water that was supposed to be here is now covered with snow, or perhaps the ice has shifted, and that liter of water is now closed off, no longer available, so the bears that were in this area feeding on the seals or trying to feed on the seals have left. There must be open water to the northwest because both sets of tracks are going almost exactly in the same bearing. And the guides feel that the bears can smell the open water even 40 or 50 miles away. And as near as we can tell, that liter of water from the maps that we were given is about 30 to 40 miles away to the northwest. I got a sneaky suspicion that we're going to be heading northwest in that same direction. My bulls are shooting fairly well. As you recall, yesterday I had some problems with the sights and so on and so forth. It's all been taken care of. I'm shooting a 93-pound bow instead of the 112-pound bow just because I've got it. But one thing that was interesting is Brian tried to tighten down one of the four clamps on my SK bow case today, and the thing disintegrated in his hand. It's so cold up here, the metal just can't handle it, and it fatigues very quickly. And that one of the stainless steel clips literally fell apart in his hand in pieces. It was pretty impressive to watch, even though it was my case. But that's pretty much it. We are at the mouth of Winniette Bay now. We are polar bear hunting. We've got our tent set up. Great glass frequently and in all directions, because you never know where the bugger might be coming from. I've got a pretty good looking sun dog off to the west right now. And this is absolutely breathtaking. I'll take a boatload of photographs to figure out some back, because it is just absolutely on that note, I will sign off, but I've got a real good feeling. Signing off for today, this is Jake. Talk to you guys later. Bye.